This is Mornings with Leon Compton, keeping you updated every day on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
It's been in the news a lot in Tasmania for pretty much the last 2 years since a private provider shut their doors. And so the question of what would replace that private provider, the government, when the doors closed on that private provider initially, promised a new one by October of last year. This is Michael Ferguson, the then health minister.
As to when the service will officially commence, I'm unable to give you a specific date, but there's not considered to be any substantial delay.
That was in October of last year. And so here we are in October of 2019, and we've just learnt that the private provider that was to step in is now no longer going to be part of the abortion or the termination landscape in the state. 1300 222 936 is the number if you'd like to join us this morning, or you can send me a text 0438 922 936. So we wanted to talk about what services are out there and where you can get the information that you need. To do that, we've assembled a couple of people whose particular services are expert in this area. Joe Flanagan is CEO of the Women's Health Service of Tasmania. Joe Flanagan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leo.
And thank you for coming in this morning. David Perez from The Link, which offers services to teenage and young people. David Perez, good morning to you.
Good morning, Leon.
Let's start with you, Joe Flanagan. What is the situation at the moment in Tasmania when it comes to women wanting to access terminations, either medical or surgical?
Well, the important message to get out there is that it is possible to get services, both medical and surgical terminations. The difficult news is that it's hard to get information about and it's hard to find your way into the system. So unless you, your family GP, or you happen to stumble into a GP who has the right information and knows where to send you, or unless you're fortunate enough to find your way to one of our services, you can find it very difficult. And of course, it's a very difficult time anyway, and it's very time sensitive. So people don't have lots of time to go looking for information.
Mm. Here's Sarah Courtney, the new health minister, talking, answering questions about this issue and access to terminations in Tasmania in Parliament yesterday.
I want to make it very clear that this government, and I want women to feel supported when they're facing challenging choices that that they need to make, and I want them to be fully informed. I want them to be supported to make decisions that are right for them. And I also want to send a very clear message to the women of Tasmania that you are able to access termination services here in Tasmania.
You are able to access termination services here in Tasmania. So that is a point that you're making this morning, Joe Flanagan. But in terms of informed and supported, how well informed and supported are young women or older women who are seeking that service at the moment?
I guess I should make the point that the feedback that we get from women who have had terminations is once they're in the system and they move through it, they feel very supported, and they find people are, you know, caring and supportive and compassionate and everything that we would hope that they would be. The problem, as I said before, is finding your way in. So we do have stories of women who have gone to see GPs, and GPs have told them that it's illegal to have terminations in Tasmania, or the GPs aren't aware of how to get access to terminations, which is extraordinary, but a reflection of the public debate around terminations in Tasmania, which has been very confused and very, very messy.
How can it be, David Perez, in 2019 that GPs don't know what isn't available here?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because Tasmania happens to have probably one of the better pieces of legislation around terminations. The message may not have got out as it should. It's a legislation that I think 6 years back now, and a lot of work went into it, and it was really, really well thought out. The legislation actually names Family Planning Tasmania, Women's Health Centre, the Link Youth Health Service, and Pulse Youth Health Service as well, specifically. So general practitioners, if they object to having a conversation with a patient, with a client, they have to, by law, refer them to one of the services. And they don't.
Are they doing that?
Well, Some are, but it seems not all. And they don't even have to enter into a long conversation with the person. There's a card they can give out to that person that says, contact one of these agencies.
Look, it's 17 past nine. You're on Mornings in Tasmania on your local ABC. We'll continue talking about the issues and the challenges and the problems, but the place that we want to narrow this conversation to for both of you and for those listening, and if you can provide any help on this, is to then making it much clearer for people who want to access these kind of services, what is out there. But given the confusion that we're acknowledging exists, Joe Flanagan, how much does that exacerbate the stress of women, perhaps even teenagers, who are trying to seek termination services?
Oh, very much. I mean, as I said, it's a huge decision, and people don't come to it lightly. So to meet these kind of barriers and problems when, often people only have a few weeks to get organised in this procedures, if you can't get access to some financial help, can be quite costly. So people have to organise money. So if you live in regional Tasmania, you may have to travel. So you may have to organise childcare. You may have to get time off work. You may have to be able to cover your transport costs. As I said, there is financial assistance available for some people, but not for everybody. So, it's a massive, massive thing to do. And people don't have time to deal with barriers and obstructions. When they get to see a GP, they expect to get help and get the information that they need.
You may also want to do it quietly and incredibly incredibly privately, which is one of the, the primary considerations that you didn't list there.
Yeah. So one of the things that we've always stressed is that women need a range of options, because if you do live in Burnie or Launceston, you may well know the nurses who work in the in the theatre in the local hospital. So it may be, we talk about women going to Melbourne, but that might be their choice, their preferred option to do that. I guess I should add, I think not everybody's clear about the difference between a medical termination and a surgical termination.
So let's talk about that now.
Did you want to talk about that, David?
Yeah, again, there's not much clarity around it, but obviously a surgical termination is a termination that requires surgery, so it requires a physical operation. A medical termination, some people call it the it's a chemically based, so it's a pill that someone takes. Or is it two?
Two, yeah.
So it is something that can be prescribed and self-managed in a way, although we always encourage people, we tend to provide support for a person that's going through it, pre and post.
And these are drugs that for example, are quite well known by their sort of nomenclature. RU486, for
yes.
example, is one of those drugs.
That's so right. In order to prescribe that, a GP has to do special training, and not all GPs do that. In fact, there aren't that many GPs in Tasmania who can do it, but we're hoping that network will grow.
How do I know if my GP can provide it?
Well, you may not, because they may not advertise. Some GPs will take referrals of patients from outside their practice, but some have trained to do it but will only offer it to their own patients. But Family Planning has unrolled a program of offering medical terminations, and they're available at Burnie, Launceston and Devonport. Burnie, Launceston and Hobart.
And Hobart, yeah. And from... I could be wrong, but from what I know from Family Planning, all of the GPs have gone through the training.
Yes.
So if you walk into a Family Planning Tasmania office, they will help you find GP.
And I mean, they will talk to you about all your pregnancy options, of course. And if a woman decided that she wished to have a surgical termination instead, then they could help organise that. The thing about medical terminations is they're for very early gestation, so if really only suitable for women who are up to 9 weeks pregnancy.
And anyone can come to any of the, like, again, Family Planning, the Women's Health Tasmania, the Link, or Pulse in Glenorchy. Anyone can ring us or come into one of our organisations, and we're likely to have the most up-to-date information, because it could vary month to month. A new provider may come in, or there could be changes. But if in doubt, either one of those agencies can provide pretty well up-to-date information and support.
I've got a statement here from the Assistant Secretary of the Department of Health, who said, and I mentioned this earlier, women should stop getting misinformation from the media that low-cost surgical terminations are not available in Tasmania, and that surgical terminations are available and are occurring. Are they occurring right around the state, Joe Flanagan?
In a sense, yes. I mean, what the Secretary is saying is correct in its essence, but there's differences at the edges of it. So it is possible to get surgical terminations at low cost in Hobart. There's certain providers that we can help GPs to get access to that will provide a termination for $475. We can also assist people with the costs of this. So if people are coming from other parts of the state or wishing to access this service, they can access financial support through the Women's Health Fund, which is managed through Women's Health Tasmania, or the Youth Health Fund, which David's organisation manages.
That's right, and that's pretty well statewide. And people can get support as well for transport. But again, you know, that the if people want specific details, because cases vary, you know, just talk to one of us.
Mm. On Mornings Around Tasmania, you're on ABC Local Radio. Leon Compton with you this morning. My guests are Joe Flanagan, CEO of the Women's Health Service of Tasmania. David Perez is from The Link, a service that provides counselling to teenage and young people generally. 1300 222 936 is the number if you'd like to join the conversation this morning, or you can send me a text. Sheila in Taruna says, before the pro-lifer people start talking about giving support and help to the mother, I couldn't even get people on the bus to a middle-class suburb to stand up for me when I was 19 and heavily pregnant, says Sheila in Taruna. Roxy says, obscured access to abortion services is the hallmark of a society that does not value women's rights and freedoms. We're getting more like Alabama all the time, says Roxy this morning via text. 0438 922 936. Alida in Launceston says, can you explain why the original private provider withdrew its services in the first place? Can you answer Alida's question, Joe? Why did that private provider pull that? They weren't, it just wasn't, it was the economics of it.
Yeah, it was the finances of it. It was also because there was increased accreditation requirements on a day surgery practice, that and the financial model didn't sustain that. So it needed, I mean, we need a combination of things here. We can't rely on private providers coming in and setting up a service. We need a public health system that supports those kind of providers, but we do need a range of options. So in other states, they don't necessarily have legislation that's as good as ours, but they have service systems that are in place that we don't have. So we have legislation that's the envy of Australia, but we don't have the systems underneath to support it.
And we don't have the population in many ways to support people who are expert in performing these practices outside of the public system. Is that
no,
also fair?
And a problem that we also have is we don't have much data on how many women are needing access to these services, because some are going into the private system, some are going to Melbourne, some are going into the public system.
So how many surgical terminations do we think happen in Tasmania each year?
We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
Do we have an idea of how often RU486, for example, is prescribed annually in Tasmania?
I think family planning would know how many they prescribe. The hospital would know how many they prescribe. So the data would be kept separately.
And we would know the data of the ones that we assist with. And by assisting, I mean, you know, clients that we work with, that we talk about the options. And in some cases, we may provide some financial assistance.
There certainly is a cloud of stigma around all of this that makes it hard to... I mean, I can see you looking puzzled, Leon. Why is it like this?
I'm trying to understand why it's so confusing.
Yeah, it's bewildering.
It is. And I think Roxy makes a good point with the text. I think, you know, although there are services available and we've got fantastic legislation, we're still not talking about it. So the information is not getting out there. As a society, as a community, we're still almost scared. Even coming on radio, you know, some agencies might say, well, I'm not sure. They might ask early questions. You know, ask questions. We'll give you the answers, what we know. What we don't know, we'll tell you we don't know. But I think we, as a community, we... haven't grown up enough to have these conversations in a civil manner and with respect. Mm.
And some of the reluctance of doctors to talk about this is about systems and that. It's not about stigma or fear of people with opposing views victimising their practices. They're worried that they'll get too many referrals and they won't be able to deal with them because nobody can tell them how many women in the state need these procedures. They're worried that they may not be able to refer the women to the local public hospital if something goes wrong with a medical termination and they need some backup because there's no guaranteed pathway into the system.
I think at 26 past nine, what we need to do now is focus on constructive information for people that might be seeking one of these services or talking to a friend, a loved one who might need one of these services. David Perez and Joe Flanagan are our guests this morning. Joe Flanagan, if you're listening to us in the northwest, the north, the south, of Tasmania today and you're thinking about this issue or it comes in front of you, what should you do?
I would recommend that you ring the Women's Health Information Line that we have at Women's Health Tasmania or Family Planning or one of the Youth Health Services, the Link or the Pulse, to get information. And we can help with really practical information, but, I mean, obviously talk to your GP as well. But just remember that there are pathways and you're not on your own, and that other women have described the system as really supportive and kind and helpful.
Mm. David Perez?
Yeah, and I think what's really important to keep in mind as well is that some people, when they first come to us, they haven't made a choice. So they found out they're pregnant and they haven't actually necessarily made a choice to have a termination or not. So I think that, you know, the services we provide help people to make those decisions, totally unbiased, you know, but we're able to talk. And if you haven't got someone, ideally, you know, your family, a friend, I think people really need to talk about these things. And if they want to talk to a professional or want to talk to an agency that's going to assist them, reach out to one of us.
1-300-222-936 if you want to share a story this morning. 1-300-222-936, or you can send me a text 0438-922-936. Hakorti from Launceston asks, why are there no public termination services at the Royal Hobart, Launceston General or Mersey hospitals? That's not actually right, is it?
No. So there are termination services available. I mean, there's such a wide range of reasons why people need termination. So all public hospitals would be offering terminations for women where they're medically necessary, and they would be offering terminations where women are considered very vulnerable, because these are just another form of surgery within the hospital. So they're viewed as elective surgery and they just go on the surgery waiting list. But the problem that we have is the hospitals have differing standards around what's vulnerable. So what we would consider vulnerable in Hobart is not necessarily going to make the cut in Launceston. So there's very limited numbers of terminations available through those public hospitals, more in Hobart. Mm. But they are available through the public hospitals and they're also available through private providers.
Okay, that's what people should do. What should the state health minister, do to make this issue clearer for all of the people, the people that might, you know, require this service across the state?
Well, when we met with her, we asked for leadership. So we want clear messages from the health minister about what the referral pathway is, what the system is, and its sustainability into the future. And we want equity of access, because it's not right that women in Launceston or Burnie or Smithton have to come to Hobart, or that they have to go to Melbourne if that's not their choice. The bulk of the women seeking terminations are women in their 30s who've got small children. So, you know, it's not possible for most of them to travel. So we want equity of access, we want an affordable service, and we want leadership that does what David's talking about, you know, a mature discussion about what's, a conventional sexual and reproductive health service.
Look, I totally echo Joe's sentiments on this. And essentially, you know, programs like these, I mean, if I wish everybody in Tasmania would listen to your program in the morning. I'm sure a lot do. But we're not reaching everybody. I think that, you know, from the government and the minister and the opposition, you know, have a vested, they've got an interest, they should have an interest how this has been handled. It saddens me that it can turn a bit political, and it's, you know, doesn't matter who's on power, everybody's had a chance to deal with this, and we haven't dealt with it properly. I think it is really important that we maintain this conversation. I think it'd be really interesting to hear from women that have gone through the system and what the experience is like. It is a difficult thing to talk about. I believe that, you know, for people to get the right support, we have to send the message as a society that this is something we care about and we will talk about it.
David Perez, again, if women, young or old, find themselves in a situation where they're considering these sorts of services, what should they do?
They should get in touch with either Family Planning Tasmania, the Women's Health Centre, or Women's Health Tasmania, sorry, the Link Youth Health Service, or Pulse Youth South. But not only us, in Launceston, in a Cornerstone Youth Service, in the Northwest, Youth, Family and Community Connections. So if you don't you know, if you don't remember who we are, you know, seek a service near you that may at least provide a pathway.
And hopefully that makes things clearer. Yeah. To both of you, thank you for coming in this morning and talking about this issue. Joe Flanagan, CEO of the Women's Health Service, thank you. David Perez from The Link, thank you to you. This is a conversation that we're going to put up online. So you'll be able to listen back to this and we'll share it as far and wide as we can through our networks. Maybe I can invite you both to share it through yours.
Sure.
So that people can go back and access it through Facebook or through their social media channels into the future to understand a little bit more about what's actually happening when it comes to access to terminations, either medical or surgical, in Tasmania at the moment.